the Independent Book Publishers Association has moved its annual Publishing University event to the West Coast and arrives at the Sheraton Fisherman's Wharf Hotel in San Francisco on March 9th for 2 days of sessions and workshops covering topics, techniques, and tools for beginning and growing publishers. Hello and welcome to Beyond the Book, CCC's podcast series on publishing trends and innovation in media technology. My name is Christopher Keneally. And for almost 30 years, the 3,000-member IBPA has focused its efforts on the success of emerging and experienced publishers through education. Joining me right now with breaking news on who will headline Publishing University 2012 is Flory Benford-Kichler, IBPA president. Welcome, Flory.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for inviting me to be on the show today.
Well, we're happy to have you join us and looking forward to being a part of Publishing University 2012 coming up in just about a month's time. You've got some news, though, that should help bring people in, two really wonderful keynote speakers.
We're very excited about all of our speakers, but we do have some outstanding keynote speakers at the university this year. We're excited to welcome Otis Chandler, who is the founder of Goodreads, which is the online reader recommendation site that at last count had 7 million members who have recommended more than 250,000 books. So we're very excited to have Otis come and share his thoughts about Goodreads and how publishers can best take advantage of that tremendous resource. And also, Chris, we're happy to welcome Steve Persante, who is the president, publisher, and founder of Barrett Kohler, who is a tremendous independent publisher based right out there in the Bay Area, who is celebrating their 20th anniversary in business this year.
Right. Well, what's interesting about Barrett Kohler is the way that they are really very progressive, not only in the kinds of titles they publish, but also in their approach to publishing. I was watching a YouTube video that we'll post to our own website from Steve, and he talks about that very important philosophy.
Indeed. Barrett Kohler is a mission-driven publisher. And what they say their mission is creating a world that works for all. And Steve has initiated some very interesting and innovative creative management practices, which I think makes him unique in the world of independent publishing.
And certainly, Flory, with the growth of independent publishing in recent years, you know, the technology is there now so that many people can get into the game. You know, that kind of approach, that mission-driven approach, is probably what's going to characterize a lot of the startups.
I would say you're absolutely correct on that, Chris. And I think to have a company like Barrett Kohler, who has been in business for so long, I think speaks well to the strength of the independent publisher.
Well, there's a lot to speak to that strength going on at Publishing University. And I suppose we should ask the question, why make the move to the West Coast?
We have not been out in California with our publishing university since 2008, and we have a very strong contingent of IBPA members, and certainly there are hundreds and hundreds, literally thousands of publishers in California, and they've been asking us, please come out west, come out west. And so we decided, you know what, it's time, we're going to go west, and we're very excited to be in the Bay Area this year.
Right. Well, of course, home base for IBPA is in Santa Monica, and as you say, there is a pretty strong contingent of people west of the Mississippi who are members of IBPA, so they ought to be happy with the location. And San Francisco is a terrific area to kind of draw people's attention to the way that technology is changing the publishing industry.
It certainly is. As we all know, Silicon Valley is just right next door, and San Francisco and that whole Bay Area and Silicon Valley certainly have a history of technology, and where technology meets publishing is exactly where Publishing University is going to be.
Well, tell us briefly about some of the highlights for the program.
We have 24 breakout sessions on topics as varied as how to make special sales to ebook production and just about everything in between. And we're very excited. We do have an innovative program at Publishing University called Ask the Experts, where attendees can actually make one-on-one appointments with all of the speakers in 15-minute intervals to get their specific questions answered. We're very proud of that. That's a Publishing University innovation, and it allows attendees to get a little more personalized attention during the university.
Well, I'm sure they'll look forward to that. I'm looking forward to moderating a program that we've been doing just about every publishing university for the last few years. You call it Imagination, and it's going to be a panel of industry insiders talking about what's new and what's coming next in social media. And again, that note of technology, we will try to dig into that and discover what the new opportunities are and how people can take the most advantage of social media. So thank you for that, Flory. And we're going to turn right now to a publisher member of IBPA, someone who's been at the Publishing University conferences in the past, but will be speaking for the first time. And joining us on the line, also from California, is Raina DiOrio. Raina, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thanks, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you join us. And you are the founder and publisher since 2009 of Little Pickle Press. And maybe you can tell us about that.
Little Pickle Press is a media producer across all mediums for children. And our mission is to start the meaningful conversation between the parent and the child, or the teacher and the student, about topics that matter.
Well, I know you've been doing a lot of interesting things in just the last couple of years that you've been around. And the point about the mission that we touched on earlier when Flory mentioned Steve Persanti being part of the keynote, that must have rung a chord with you. Mission is critical to what Little Pickle Press does.
Absolutely. It's our foundation, and we're true to it.
Well, and you've also been awarded for that mission. There's a title that I was reading about called Be Global, and I believe that's done pretty well so far.
Yes, we've received 6 industry awards for what does it mean to be global. And now it's an iPad app, which was nominated for Best of Show at Macworld 2 weeks ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And in fact, apps is something you're going to be talking about. There's a session, a workshop that you're going to work on called Book App Basics. And what are you going to try to tell people, and why should they come and hear you do that?
I think the important takeaway message for the audience is that, as publishers, first and foremost, we're curators of high-quality content, but that, the book is only one medium, and that it's our new responsibility in the 21st century to extrapolate that content across multiple mediums and to make it accessible to broad audiences. So that would be the point that I'd like to convey and give some practical tactics on how best to accomplish that objective.
And certainly what we're seeing coming up, the toddlers and the preschool goers are walking into their schools, into their daycare centers with e-readers and tablets. It's pretty remarkable how the young are really taking to these new technologies.
Yeah, Chris, I have built-in focus group in my family. I have a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old. But what I marvel at is the 3-year-old's facility with working the tablets. I mean, they are digital natives, and you, Flory, and I are digital immigrants, and we will just never have that level of connection to the technology that our children do. So it's pretty remarkable what they're able to learn and experience with the new technology.
And certainly if anyone in publishing wants to be selling books in a few years, they need to recognize that. But you're not only going to speak at Publishing University, you've got some sessions that you want to attend yourself.
Correct. I'm very interested in monetizing our digital strategy. So, we've proliferated some assets. We've got some, industry accolades for those assets. Now I want to learn how to really monetize the investment in them. So I'm looking forward to the discussion with David Marshall and Christopher Robbins.
And I understand there was a book that really was an important reference for you, and the author is going to be there to talk, and that would be Peter Bowman and and his Well-Fed Self-Publisher book.
Yeah, I'm smiling, Chris. I really am looking forward to shaking his hand and thanking him for renting me a clue in the early days when I was learning this industry from scratch. He was an enormous help to me.
Well, I can imagine that he will be a help to many of the attendees at Publishing University. Raina DiOrio, founder and publisher for Little Pickle Press, we look forward to seeing you at Publishing University coming up in March. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
And as well, we want to thank the president of IBPA for taking time in the midst of all the preparation going on for Publishing University to speak with us on Beyond the Book. Flory Benford-Kitchell, thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the chance to talk with you, and we'll look forward to welcoming you to Publishing University out in San Francisco, March 9th and 10th.
Well, we'll look forward to it as well. We want to tell everybody that Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, copyright.com/beyondthebook. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.